Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Application Server Version 7 Centralized Installation Manager. Today's presenter is Michael Hill. Michael joined IBM in September of 2001 and has been a member of WebSphere Application Server Level 2 support since December 2002. Prior experience as a software developer for 12 years. He received a bachelor's degree in computer information science in 1989. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Mike.
Thank you, Joseph. I'd like to welcome everybody to our Centralized Install Manager class. Hope to be informative with you on this topic today. So let's get started. We go to slide two. Our agenda today is going to be, as a big picture, what is this component and what does it do? What other components does it actually interact with? And what does the component really work? How does it really work? And we will discuss the flow of a request through the component. And what do you need to know about this component? We also dive into a little bit of troubleshooting and problem determination, such as some common problems, mistakes, pitfalls, known limitations, and where does the SIM write its log data, what tracing debug options are available, a trace example, and what known defects exist in this GA version. Slide three, big picture overview. Slide four. During this presentation, I will use the term SIM to represent the Centralized Install Manager. It is a new component for 7.0. It's only available for the Network Deployment Edition for distributed platforms Windows and IBM i, which was previously known as i5 OS. The SIM runs on the Deployment Manager node, and it is intended for an admin to install and maintain remote nodes that are part of the network deployment cell. So the SIM is not going to replace the native installer or the update installer. The SIM just accepts install requests from the admin and pushes the binaries down to remote nodes. The SIM then invokes our native installer or the update installer to actually do the installation. The SIM includes the panels that you need to have to perform such tasks and to check for request status that you have submitted and their results. The SIM can be invoked from the admin console or through admin task commands, and that command group name is the central install commands. Slide five. In a big picture, the SIM was first shipped with WebSphere Virtual Enterprise 6.1, which was part of the extended deployment for 6.1 we called XD. That version supports only the installation of XD 6.1 and WebSphere Community Edition versions 2.0 and 2.1 that are managed by the XD. I'm going to touch just basic and very at a high level just to show you the fact that the SIM was introduced in 6.1, and we will not be going into the XD product or discussing much about how it was introduced in 6.1. Since the XD 6.1 must be installed on the ND 6.1 at a certain maintenance level, the SIM for XD also supports installing maintenance on remote nodes to prepare it for the installation of XD. For 7, SIM was moved to the base application server and support for all installation of WAS7 and WAS7 CIP. CIP is the customized install package, and it was added to this distributed platform for Windows and IBM i. So SIM 7 is not supported on ZOS, And SIM is disabled when the deployment manager is running on ZOS. But SIM was also made into a common component in WISE version 7. Slide 6. So I've just placed a link or two in here about the SIM for XD61. If you'd like to know a little bit more about the XD and what SIM did with the XD, there is an IBM Education Assistant presentation that you can go through. There's also one for the version 7.0, and as well as you can find information about the SIM within the Info Center. Slide 7, component details. So SIM accepts installation requests from the admin via the admin console or WS admin command line and pushes these installation binaries from the SIM repository to the remote nodes. The SIM then invokes the native installer, which is present in the binaries, or the update installer to do the actual installation. On the target host, the SIM may install or replace the update installer if the maintenance XML of that iFix or fix pack specifies a different version of the update installer than the one that is installed on the target host. So the admin doesn't have to explicitly install the update installer. The admin just has to have the latest version of the update installer in the SIM repository. The creation and loading of the SIM repository can be done during the Deployment Manager installation or afterwards using the Install Factory tool. The SIM repository path is stored in your Deployment Manager's root, like WebSphere App Server, /properties/simgr.properties file. Most SIM scenarios require that the SIM repository be defined. Otherwise, you'll see an error message like what we see here with the XCIM0135E, the centralized installation repository root isn't defined. Slide 9. So here's some component details. The SIM function can be invoked from either, as I said, from the admin console under the tab System Administrative category or via the admin scripting using the SIM admin task command. I've just placed here just a couple little examples. So if you want to obtain a list of the SIM admin task commands with a short description, you could run either one of these, Jython or Jackal, to list out those commands. You can also request help by specifying the command name instead of the command group name of centralized install commands and above commands. Just replace that with the actual command and use the admin task.help. Slide 10. So SIM supports installing fixes and fix packs as well as WISE 7 CIPs. SIM supports installing the actual 7 image as well and 6.1 to nodes that are part of that network deployment cell. So for SIM to work with, for example, an ND 6.1 fix pack, the appropriate descriptor, that's a key word there that you'll want to remember, must be downloaded from the IBM support site using the SIM download wizard. These descriptors are basically telling the SIM product what fix packs, iFixes that are available to my product. So, for example, the ND7 fix packs, the descriptor will be installed on the deployment manager with the install of a fix pack on the deployment manager. So the deployment manager node must be upgraded first before any of the other nodes in the cell, and this will give that descriptor to the deployment manager. And as always, the deployment manager must be at the highest level of maintenance of all the nodes in a mixed version cell. Now, this is also stating that what I'm saying here is that you can run the deployment manager at a higher version than your actual remote nodes. You just cannot have your remote nodes starting out at a higher version than your deployment manager. So the SIM also does not support installing partial fix packs. So if your remote target, for an example, has 6.1, say fix pack 17, and you try, you have installed some feature packs like web services, EJB, on top of it, you can't use the SIM just to update to fix pack 17. You would need to pull down all of the fix packs that are related to the version that you're going up to. So you would have to pull down the WASP fix pack, the SDK fix pack, the web services fix pack, and the EJB3 if that's what you had installed, and apply those all in one fell swoop to your remote node. Slide 11. So some SIM functions, they're not available as WS admin commands. The SIM admin console user interface includes a download wizard to assist you with downloading iFixes and fix packs directly into the SIM repository. The SIM installation history panel, which we'll see later, includes hyperlinks for the administrator to view installation logs on the remote targets. The SIM installation target panel lets the admin define installation targets specifically, like host name, platform type, and optionally save the admin ID and password that is used to log into the target for future install operations. Slide 12. Some support implications. SIM relies on the node information maintained by the deployment manager to manage the installations and maintenance on the remote nodes. SIM uses that some node metadata properties files on each of the node in the deployment manager configuration repository to assist in the filtering of nodes when selecting possible nodes for an install or uninstall operation. The node metadata properties file on each of the nodes is pushed to the deployment manager when the node agent process for the node starts. So SIM always starts the remote node agent after applying the maintenance to a node so that an update of the node metadata property will be available now to the deployment manager host. Slide 13. SIM uses the IBM Tivoli Remote Execution and Access, that I will now continually call RXA, to access and run commands on the remote nodes. So for the remote nodes running Windows, the user account that is used to log into the server must have administrative privileges. So for the remote targets such as AIX, HP, Linux, and Solaris, an SSH daemon must be running. User accounts used to log into the server may be root or non-root. And you can look in this in SIM in the Info Center on versions of OpenSSH or SunSSH that are supported. So for IBM iTargets, TCP/IP, and the host server jobs must be started on the IBM i servers. And the user profile used to log into the server must have all object and sec admin special authority. Slide 14. So since the SIM runs on the deployment manager, it cannot be used to install maintenance on the deployment manager node itself. So to install a maintenance on the deployment manager, you're just going to run the update installer locally after you stop the deployment manager. And then at that point, the descriptor will be installed. You can download to populate your repository with a fix packs and then push this down to your remote nodes. Now, if an install or uninstall request fails, the administrator needs to review the error and, if available, the remote installation log to determine the cause of the failure. And we'll see a little bit of an example a little bit later on looking at a failure. Certain failures can be corrected by the user and the request resubmitted. There may be situations where the install was successful, but post-installation steps, such as profile creation or federation, has failed. In that case, you may have to run the commands locally on the remote target to complete that adding of a node or that profile creation. Again, if the error is something that you can correct quickly, you may fix it within your current environment. Could possibly go to the remote node, uninstall that failed install, and then rerun the SIM to install, create the profile federation, and so forth. Let's go on to slide 15. So SIM does not depend on security. If security is enabled on the deployment manager, the SIM will prompt for the deployment manager's admin ID and password when the requests are made for a remote install of a WebSphere. The deployment manager administrator ID and password are required for SIM to run the WAS add node command to federate the node to the cell. At that point, of course, during federation, as well, the deployment manager must be running. So the SIM download manager requires internet connection to the IBM FTP server from the deployment manager's machine in order to download iFixes and FixPacks directly to your repository. So some of you, your shops, don't allow such connections to and from the deployment manager machine. So alternatively, you could manually copy the iFixes or FixPacks from a machine that has internet access or use an FTP gateway. You can look in the Info Center for both of these methods. MD61 FixPacks for certain FixPack levels must be installed at the same time as we discussed before. Because of this, SIM requires that all 61 FixPacks for that FixPack level to be in the SIM repository itself. So if we could, let's just go on to slide 16. Now, here are some differences between the SIM version 6.1 and 7. I'm not going to go through all these. You know, again, our focus is more on the 7, just in a sense that the SIM 7 does supersede the older version of the SIM for the WebSphere Virtual Edition. SIM 7 also supports the install of XD6.1, as we said before, and Community Edition 2.0. In the 7 version, the repository creation tool is redesigned for WebSphere and added to the install factory. And we'll see a little short screenshot of that as well. Slide 17. New install factory tool for repository creation and population. There are four command line options that were added to install factory. You basically would be using these parameters with the IFCLI command of the install factory to populate repositories, your repository. And then log messages from this install factory are logged in your normal install factory log locations. And the next page shows us the GUI tool. Slide 18. Okay, so this is a screenshot of the IBM install factory, and the fourth selection below shows that is the managed repository for the SIM. So you can create and populate a repository with your installation packages for SIM to access, and you can also associate a repository with an installation of WebSphere network deployment. You would associate it in the sense that, let's say you installed WebSphere, at that point in time you did not install the SIM product, you can go back later on with Install Factory and create your repository and therefore associate this SIM repository with the installation that you had previously done. And basically what it's going to do is create a folder under the repository, and it's going to create a zip file of your installation. This then can be transferred to remote nodes for future installs on that same OS. Slide 19. So here I have given you a screenshot after using this install factory panel to actually put a CIP into the repository. I did not give you the couple of panels that occurred before this. They were just asking questions of with respect to associate this repository with an installation. If not, you leave that line blank. And the second panel wants to know the path to the repository it will create. If you want to share this repository among several installations on the machine, then you don't want to place it under a specific WebSphere installation. They will also ask for the path to the installation package itself. So the above panel is just a summary of the information I've provided. Okay? So at this point, I would hit finish, and then that would then pull that CIP that I pointed to into my repository. So it's just an example of the install factory pulling a CIP into the repository. Slide 20. So now this is a screenshot of the integrated solutions console, the admin console. And if we look on the left side, I know it's a little bit hard to read, and I apologize for that, but we would see a menu selection for the centralized install manager under the system administration tab. Inside of there, we would see selections that we could make for available installations, installation packages, installations in progress, installation history, and installation targets. We'll go through a few of those. Now, before I actually had started my remote installation, what I did was is I went out and I downloaded, because what I have was I have an installation 7.0 on my Windows box, and I wanted to create a remote node on an AIX box. So what I did was is I downloaded the image for a 32-bit ND binaries for 7.0 and downloaded that image to my machine. And then I untarded using WinRAW into a temporary directory. And then I used the command line tool of the install factory to then add this AIX ND image to my repository. So again, underneath the directory structures for my SIM repository, I would have a directory for images that I can then use and push down to other machines. So in order to begin the actual command to push these binaries down to a remote machine, I need to add an installation target. And that's what we're looking right here at. We're looking at adding an installation target. And underneath the general properties in the middle of the screen, we have a couple required fields. The first one is the host name. I had that as AIXLabs6RTPRaleigh.IBM.com. That was my lab box machine name. And its platform type is AIX. And I did not put in, at this point, a username and password. I left that blank, and then I applied it, and then you must save that configuration change. Slide 21. So the next step would be to select an installation target. I've got now already my image downloaded into my repository. The SIM product knows now about my installation target. And so now I want to start building the SIM request that is actually going to be pushed down to my remote node. The first required field is to select a package type. And so I selected a product install. I'm going to do a product install to this remote node. And then I selected an installation package. And for my installation package, I selected the WebSphere Application Server Network Deployment 7.0. And then I could also add some optional features, such as language packs for an admin console or some samples. I chose to deselect all those just to make the thing move down a little bit quicker and copying quicker and just didn't need it. So you can deselect them if you want or add them if you need to. And then after I filled out the top half of this section, I then selected the button to show installation targets. A list is then given for all targets that I have previously created that are able and allowed to accept an install of 7.0. And the very first one here is my AIX Lab 6 RTPRaleigh.ibm.com. And so this then submits the job to the AIX box. I'd press install. It would submit the job to the AIX box. Another panel would pop up asking me, what do I want to use as my temporary directory? And if I had a user ID or password that I wanted to push down with this to be able to log into that AIX box. And then it copies the entire job to the AIX box and then runs the actual install operation. Now, if you were to jump over to the AIX box into the directory that you said was going to be your temp directory, you can actually look on the box and you would see a file being built called CSRI0. This is the SIM job being copied down to the AIX box. It will then, internally, it knows to go in there and kick off the installer from within that copied SIM request. Slide 22. So as the job runs on the remote node, you can use the menu selection called Installation in Progress to view the status of your job. You would see statuses such as copying, and then it would then show you that it is running, and then it would give you a completion status. And then once it's complete, you can then select the installation history to see how did your job complete. So in this particular example, I can see where the very first line of this screenshot shows that I had a job that was sent to AIX Lab 6. The operation was installed. The package and feature that was being installed was Web3 Application Server Network Deployment 7.0, and it gave me my start time of the job and the completion time of the job, and then a completion status. So it says here that the installation completed, but there were some errors detected. So you can then push on the view details, and if we push on that view details, we will see slide 23. If we go to slide 23, slide 23 is, as I said, where we're pushing to view details. And if we could read this, it would actually say that basically the add node command is failing, and it cannot create a SOAP connector to host localhost at port 8879, which is our SOAP connection port. The reason for this is because when I installed my original deployment manager and it asked me for a host name, I used localhost. So therefore, when the add node command tries to federate back and use the host name localhost, it doesn't understand it that it is my Windows localhost, so therefore it tries to create this connection on the AIX box as a localhost. To correct this issue, I had to go into my serverindex.xml file within my WebSphere and change the value of localhost to my IP address and then restart the deployment manager for this to take effect. Then I had to go to my AIX box and run the add node command manually and pointing it to the IP address of my Windows box, and therefore it federated in successfully. So here's an example of having to manually go in and, you know, look at an error and then review it and then actually run a command manually on your remote node. These log files although it was very nice and convenient to be able to see this quick snapshot detail, it did give me enough information to know what I needed to do. If it wasn't enough information, I could log into my AIX box and look at the log files within the Webster installation and drill down into the profiles logs directory and look at the add node command results and could have drilled down further with that method as well. All right, slide 24. So now the system administration tab, just to verify that the node has actually now been added to my deployment manager, I went under the system administrator tab and selected nodes. And it is now showing here the AIX node was added. Slide 25. In this panel, we're just showing that we can now upgrade our newly created remote node with a fixed pack. So you are going to just select a package type, and in this case, it's like refresh pack, fixed pack, or maintenance. So we would select that, and then we would select the install package, which since my deployment manager was already at 7.05, I do have the descriptor now available. And so, therefore, I selected 7.005 as a fixed pack for what I want to install. And then I select the Show Installation Targets button. I clicked that, and it showed me that my AIX Lab 6 box is available to upgrade to 7.05. So I would check that box to be upgraded and hit the Install button. And then, again, you can use the installation in progress and installation history panels to monitor and view the results of the install operation. One other thing to note on this panel, if we look to the right of where we selected the installation package, you see add or remove packages. If we click this, we will then see what is on the next slide, which is this is to add or remove objects to the repository. So if we go to slide 26. And here is just a screenshot showing the downloading of a fixed pack to the repository. In this particular instance, I'm downloading the AIX 32-bit version of that package to place it into my repository so that when I do build my SIM request, the actual fixed pack is in place. If I didn't have my update installer currently available within my repository, then I would also select an update installer and place that using this method to add to my repository. Slide 27. Okay, we're going to look at a little bit of troubleshooting and problem determination. 28, please. From a support perspective, support relies very heavily on tracing for debugging. So a standard procedure for our problem determination is to turn on the SIM tracing and the web UI on the deployment manager node, then try to reproduce the problem using just a single target. Keep your traces in your problem determination as simple as possible, and then we can expand outward. And then you're going to send these traces to this link, websphere support@ecurep.ibm.com, with your PMR number in the subject line after you've opened the PMR, of course, to the Webster support. This does automatically update your PMR and bring it to our attention. So if the problem appears to be with, let's say, a certain command, you can try to reproduce that problem locally by entering the same command from the command window or the console and see if it fails. And you want to report that result to support. We have a SIM must gather in the actual must gather document number is, if you want to write this down, is 1368123. So if you go out to our WebSphere support site and then in the search box, enter that number, 1368123, you will be given the link to our SIM Must Gather. Just follow those instructions. All the tracing information is available in that document. Follow the instructions and send us the results, and we'll take a look at that. File 29. So if the error message indicates that there was a problem connecting to the remote target, you might want to check the Info Center under Managing the Centralized Install Manager, giving you a link there to that. And if the problem appears to be with the Tivoli RXA, try to reproduce the problem using a standalone RXA sample. And I've also given you a link to the Info Center within here that discusses this more. Slide 30. The Deployment Manager system outlog should contain the following message. A few lines before you see the Open for E-Business, you should see that the Centralized Install Manager started successfully. If you can't find that message, then more than likely, of course, the SIM failed to start. So look for any error messages during the Deployment Manager startup for clues. And we may direct you to turn on the SIM runtime tracing to find out the cause of that failure. If you want to see, if you went to an installation and you just want to see if SIM had been installed and you noticed in the admin console that you don't see that those SIM selections, you can check the node metadata properties file in the Deployment Manager's root config cell name nodes, Deployment Manager node directory for the com.ibm.wasp SIM 7.0, inside of that, the COM-IBM WebSphere deployed feature property should include that COM-IBM WS SIM 7.0. You can also check the Deployment Manager's properties SIM-GR props file. That's the path to your repository. If you open that file up, it should give you the path to where your repository is defined. And if it wasn't defined, again, you're going to see that message, the centralized install installation repository root is undefined. And moving to slide 31. So what do we need from you? SIM runs, again, in the Deployment Manager and writes to the Deployment Manager logs. So the Deployment Manager logs are found under the installs home directory /logs, DMGR. We would like that entire, really, I'd like have you send in really the entire logs directory. The SIM tracing is identified here. So the SIM command to run is the SIMGR equal all. And for the web UI, you can read here is the WS console SIM dot star equals all. For Rex, the log data is written to the WAS home logs rx underscore trace dot log. And the RXA tracing is controlled by this string here, COM-IBM WS XD RXA trace level, which would be in the SIM CFG.props file. So the default for this is info, and we want to set that to finest to get a meaningful trace. But be aware that the Deployment Manager admin password may be exposed in clear text when you turn on the RXA trace. The login passwords for the remote targets are not exposed in the RXA trace. I've got a tech note here on that you can take a look. Some known issues with RXA. And we have also released a minor CMI fix for WebSphere 7, which is PK72348, related to the SIM startup for performance on AIX. You may want to take a look at that if you're heading towards using this for AIX remote installations. The iFix is not mandatory, but it's good to have, especially if you got Portal is to be installed on the 7.0. And the fix was put into 7.0.1. So just FYI on that. Slide 32. So we want you to specify your platform types when you're opening up your PMRs for SIM. So we want to know, you know, in detail, what does your deployment manager have installed on it? What iFixes, fix packs, what OS is this? As well as your remote target. What are you going to? AIX 5.3, 5.2? How much space, memory do you have? And also, as clear as you can, a description of how to reproduce the problem. And if the target is on the AIX platform, provide a level of open SSH installed using the AIX command, which is LSLPP-L, and then pipe that into grep open SSH, and that will give us that information. And if the problem can't be easily reproduced by level 2 or level 3, it would probably require some deployment manager tracing with the SIM web UI and runtime traces turned on. The log files created on the failing remote node provide entire remote WebSphere home logs. You won't want to provide that entire WebSphere home logs directory, as I said before. Slide 33. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products, DeveloperWorks offers, and in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcast and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. Slide 34.
Well, thank you, Mike, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Tim, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Our first question comes from Jared Pearson. Your line is open.
Hello, Mike. This is Jared. One of the things that I was hoping that you would kind of go into a little bit more detail that you only lightly touched on was the actual CIM installation and also as well as the creation of the repository. I know that you kind of, you know, lightly covered it about how it's installed, you know, when you create the deployment manager or, you know, through the installation factory. But I don't know if you could touch on that a little bit more since that's such a key part. You know, if you don't get the repository created correctly or you don't have it, you kind of can't do the rest.
Well, as you stated, I mean, with the actual installation of the binaries themselves, if you select to install SIM and create the repository, it basically is going to do all that for you. It'll ask you where you want to put it, and then the install binaries themselves will go through and create the repository and install the product for you. After the fact, if you've decided you had an older installation of 7.0 that you want to go back now and add the SIM, as I said, the install factory you can use, which would be with the IFCLI client, and you would use the parameters that I discussed at the very beginning. I had a command that I could give you.
Were those the dash WAS path and dash repository path?
Exactly. I mean, it's not really difficult to actually run the command and do. I mean, it's one command. If you want to populate the repository with images, again, it's a single IFCLI command. If you want to do it from the command line. I don't know how much more detail I can give you other than, you know, we have a GUI that would do it. There is the install factory, which is, if you look at the info center under install factory, the parameters there are listed as to what it would take to create a repository.
Then I guess also on a side note, follow-up question of that would be more from maybe like a troubleshooting perspective too in the, you know, installation of the centralized installation manager, what, you know, how would we, I mean, what items would you want to be sent in or gathered, you know, during that process from a troubleshooting perspective?
Well, when you install the SIM, let's say you went through the binaries, the actual Wise Home Logs install directory would contain all the installation logs that were created, and this would also include the SIM install log, so to speak, and its configuration log. And that, again, is under your WebSphere app server, logs, install directory. And then we probably would also want you to go to your repository and actually give us a directory listing so that we could see what directories have been created. Because the naming conventions of these directories underneath your repository are very important. So they are specific directories that the SIM would be looking for as it builds its request and knows where to go get fixed packs, update installers, or the image itself. So to answer your question, it would be the Wise Home Logs directory.
Okay.
The next question is from Chuck Chang. Your line is open.
I have a couple questions. The first one, does SIM work with Job Manager or Admin Agent? Well, the reason I'm asking is that those two components are meant to resolve some synchronous issues when the deployment manager push out application code out to the nodes. So I will imagine if I have to install like product binaries, I'll have that problem like timeout or in that sort. So does the SIM support Job Managers?
That's interesting you asked it, because I kind of asked it a very similar question when I was taking this. And the SIM's not going to interact or help you with the Job Manager itself. With the SIM and your upgrading, that node that you're going to must be shut down and therefore would be unavailable. The SIM cannot upgrade the Job Manager or things of that nature. It's just meant for the WebSphere product itself.
Okay, so I won't be able to take advantage of some job features of Job Manager, for example, like scheduling. For example, I would schedule an upgrade or a patching probably 11 at midnight, and I think SIM doesn't support that function or SIM has its own mechanism. Okay.
Yeah, you are correct about that.
Okay, so the next question is, how do I back out a change? Well, I'm not saying how to uninstall a fix pack or a product. For example, if something catastrophic happens, like kind of timeout or file system corrupted, and the node is in an unknown state where I cannot start it, I cannot do anything about it. I mean, is there a way SIM will back out the change, return to the previous state where it was operational? Am I making sense?
You are, but I mean, you got to consider or think about the SIM is just a method of pushing a job to, it's just basically pushing a job to a remote node. Once the job is down there, it works and acts. The SIM kind of, so to speak, pretends like he's the administrator. He executes the job. If it fails, just like you would if you were sitting in front of that machine, it wasn't a remote node, and you were doing the install yourself, if it fails, then it's in a failed state, and therefore you would want to run the uninstall to roll back the failed condition to put your remote node back into its correct state. Say if it was a fixed pack, you would want to uninstall that failed fix pack. But no, automatically it's not going to on a fail to uninstall it that I'm aware of.
Okay. So it would be fair to say that it's more like an administrator's responsibility to take a backup before I use them.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you were just using the update installer and going to the machine itself, I would highly recommend that you always take a backup of your WebSphere installation, just for the sheer fact of in case something, like you said, catastrophic happens and you need to quickly go back to where you were.
Okay, because I was thinking about more like the way I push out operation code, where since I'm using XD, so XD will addition it, so I can roll back anytime I want just in case something happens. So,
right.
But I guess SIM doesn't
Well, I mean, if you push down an uninstall to do an uninstall on that failed attempt, I mean, SIM is smart enough to run the uninstall and back it to the version that you were previously at before you did the installation.
Oh, you will? Okay.
Yes.
So it won't back out, for example. But I think in the presentation, I got the impression that if it failed on the post-installation, and SIM will leave it. And
yes. Right.
Okay.
Right. Now, in that particular situation, the actual install function has been completed. So the installation, say, was successful itself. And even in a normal situation, it may not require, if we weren't even using the SIM tool, if we were just installing to, a remote box, it may not even require to completely uninstall the entire product. We may be able to take a look at it and just correct a certain little small situation and go ahead and complete the profile creation or add node command manually ourselves without having to restart from square one. But you're right, SIM does take it to a certain point as far as it can get it, and then that's your results.
Okay, so I guess under the cover, SIM will roll back any failed installation, but for the failure of like a post installation, I think the update installer will throw out partially successful.
Correct.
And, yeah, once SIM sees that message, you will leave it as it is and post a message for administrator to take further action.
Correct.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely.
Ariapin, your line is open.
Yeah, can we use this SIM tool to install on WebSphere process server and portal server and other, you know, WebSphere application server-based products or just on the WebSphere application server?
As far as I know currently right now, it is just for the WebSphere.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, there are no more questions.
Thank you, Tim. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.